Be a Stream, Not a Swamp, by Meg Barnhouse, Senior Minister, First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, Texas. Read by Meg Barnhouse.
I invite myself to grow my sense of abundance in these ways. 1. Remind myself to bless other people by saying, I like your laugh, or it's good to see you this morning. Blessing can be asking a question about the other person's life or family and then listening with full attention to the answer. 2. Serve people, especially people I don't know. Make some food for them, serve at a soup kitchen, lobby for legislation that will make soup kitchens less necessary. Learn the names of the children in my congregation. 3. My spirit deepens into abundance when I practice gratitude for the food I eat, for the beauty around me, for conversations and encouragement, for the things on my body that still work well, for hot water that comes right out of a tap in the wall, for family and love, for a car that runs, for the chickens in the yard, for the congregation I serve, for the feel of wind and water, for the bravery I see every day, for kindness and unexpected good, I am grateful when I remember to be. 4. I grow spiritually by giving even when I don't have that much stored up. One writer, Victor M. Parachin, put it this way, quote, be a stream, not a swamp. Remember, it is the mountain stream that carries fresh, life-giving water because it flows out. However, the swamp is stagnant. A swamp collects and retains water that comes its way. Don't be the kind of person who seeks to accumulate much before allowing a little to flow through. End quote. When I own things I don't use, clothes, furniture, even books, spiritual teachers will say that those things don't belong to me. I need to let them go find their rightful owners. When I lose track of a sense of enoughness, it becomes a sickness of the spirit, and I start feeling stagnant, anxious, and swampy. I heal my spirit by finding abundance in what is already there and by keeping it flowing like a stream.